This is Everyday Wealth with award-winning journalist Soledad O'Brien and personal finance expert Gene Chatsky.
So Gene has a new book out. It's called How to Money. Love the title.
Thank you.
How to Money. I need to learn How to Money, your ultimate visual guide to the basics of finance. Just came out. It's a really great guide for people who are just getting started on their financial lives, which means if you've got a graduate in your life who might need a little financial prodding, pushing education, this would be a really great graduation gift. Huh? Right?
Thank you, Soledad.
You're most welcome. I'm actually going to get some copies because my children who are not graduating also just need some good advice. This book looks, I wish you guys could see it. Really, it's a beautiful, beautiful book. Can we ask some questions about this book?
You absolutely can.
How to Money is an interesting question because I think people don't think about like how to money, how to drive a car, a basic how-to. Why did you want to frame a money book as a, you know, 101 how to do it?
Because it's a skill. Right? I mean, a lot of what we talk about on this show every single week, yes, we get into the emotions, but we also get into the how-tos. And they don't teach you this stuff. And our kids, if they don't have the basic financial wherewithal, how to get an apartment, how to get a credit card, how to open a bank account, how to figure out where the heck all the money went when they get their first paycheck, they're a little lost. And this just sort of takes you by the hand and gives you those skills and tools that you need to get it right. Because it's really not rocket science, right? I mean, that's the one thing I think is so important for people to know. You can do this. You just have to pay a little attention.
You have long focused on women. Is this book specifically for women? Is it for everybody?
It is focused for young women, right? Women graduating from high school, women graduating from college. That said, I have had a number of young men pick it up and tell me, well, I got something out of this too. So I do think that the advice applies to everyone, but with the gender pay gap that we have talked about so often in this show, we at Her Money, we just feel like women need the help.
Yeah. And I know there's a big focus on the future. And I think that's why it's important. Why do you think it's important?
Yeah, we talk a lot in this book about future you, right? It's hard to get people to focus on saving for tomorrow because there's so many things on Instagram today and we want them all, right? But if you can get yourself to be sympathetic, be empathetic with that version of you who wants to buy a house in 10 years, who wants to retire sometime, who wants to be able to put their own kids through college, you're going to be a lot more successful building solid financial habits. So we're trying to get young women to think about the fact that it's not all about today, but you got to put a little bit of your financial muscle into everything that's coming in the future.
Right? Not everything has to do with money, but money impacts a lot of things, right? So, you know, thinking about money in a future term is very, very important because in investing and financial planning in general, it's not about how much you make.
Mm-mm.
It's not about how much you save, even in some cases. It's how much time do you have to do it. That's what makes the biggest difference.
And when I've talked to people my age, and we've had enough discussions about my age on this show today, but when I've talked—
Led by Rose, by the way.
When I've talked to people my age about their money, and Soledad, maybe you think this is true, I mean, almost to a one, people are like, I just wish I had started sooner.
I wish
I had started when I was in my 20s. I wish I had captured that opportunity to do something, just a little something back then, because it would have made such a big difference now.
Many books start with budgeting, but I thought it was kind of interesting to me that you start with like, get a job and get some money, which is really how it works in the real world versus structure a budget when you actually don't have an income yet to think about budgeting.
Yeah, you can't deal with money until you have money to actually deal with, mm-hmm. right? And you're not going to care about it until it's your own money. I learned that lesson with my kids. I don't know if you've come through this with your kids yet, but I mean, my kids, when they got their first paycheck, that money was so much more valuable than any money they ever got in the form of an allowance. And so, yeah, you got to earn it. You got to feel like it's yours. And then you're ready to take the responsibility for it and manage it more wisely.
Absolutely. I for my 10-year-old, he gets an allowance. And
what do you give him for allowance, may I ask?
Yes, you can. He doesn't have a lot of expenses, so it's $20 a week. Nobody
that
beat me
up. That sounds like a lot.
That's a lot of money.
But I but here's the deal. Let me unbad parent myself here for a moment. logic behind it is that when they break things, they get to take their money and buy it. So headphones, for example, all kids have iPads. They get a little screen time. When we got sick of buying headphones, we said that they had to take it out of their allowance to buy it. Headphones are lasting a lot longer because they had to go dig into the piggy bank to fund that.
Well, you're doing allowance right. I mean, an allowance has to come with a list of things that parents are no longer willing to buy. Otherwise, you're just handing your kids money and you're continuing to pay for everything.
Exactly.
And you're not teaching them that lesson of budgeting and taking care of stuff, which, by the way, is a good lesson. But I still think $20 sounds like a lot.
I got $3 a week. But yeah. I'm old, right, Rose? But I'm old. We're old, right, Rose?
I was not going to say anything.
She thought it. I saw her. If you guys could see her face, she's just like, yeah. Oop. I do not. I am not treading into this conversation at all.
Soledad, when you get your flowers from Rose, I think they're really pretty.
It might be flowers and chocolates from Rose.
And the note is going to say, you are so young.
I prefer peonies. There you go.
Youthful. So if you had to say what the big takeaway of your book is, Jean, it's called, I'm just going to do promos. It's called How to Money, Your Ultimate Visual Guide to the Basics of Finance. What's the big takeaway, do you think?
So the big takeaway, I think, for our listeners, and our listeners are the folks who have really done everything right, whether you're a parent, whether you're a grandparent, we want that for our kids. And this book actually puts the tools into the hands of the kids in a way that they can understand it. So I'd look at it as just a guidebook, how to do your money and how to do it right.
I'm petting this book because it's a beautiful book. Like literally, you know I love Jean, but I am not just buttering up Jean. This is a beautiful book. It would be a great gift. So I highly recommend it if you've got someone on your graduation list, a young woman, even a guy who might need some advice about finance before they head off into the work world. Hopefully they're heading off into the work world if they're graduating. Really great, great book. Congratulations.
Everyday Wealth with Soledad O'Brien and Jean Chatsky is sponsored by Edelman Financial Engines. To learn more, visit our website, everydaywealth.com.